This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. It's the season for right whales to appear in Cape Cod Bay. Joining us now to update us on what's been happening with these endangered mammals in our local waters is Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo, senior scientist at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Hi, Stormy.
Hi, Steve. Good to be on with you.
Stormy, when we last spoke in early January, you were expecting to see right whales starting to arrive in numbers. What's the showing been like so far this year?
Our aerial survey team, which is the one that does a lot of the original sightings, is working. Of course, the weather hasn't been very good for them, but we have had a lot of success. And I guess the most dramatic is that only 3 or 4 days ago, my team was up and found an aggregation, a very dense aggregation, in one little area of feeding right whales, and it looks like there were 19 individuals. Considering, as always, that this is such an extraordinarily rare animal, it's really heartening to see those numbers.
Just to remind us, how many of these whales are left about?
Well, the present estimate, it comes out of a lot of statistical work, is something on the order of just over 500 individuals.
I want to ask you about birth rates, because I understand part of this process is looking out for new calves, and you've been getting some information about that. Tell us what you've been hearing.
The estimate, well, in fact, the actual number of right whale calves that have been born, from what we know from our colleagues who work in the southeastern United States where the right whales are born, is only 3 individuals. That's an extraordinarily low number and a frighteningly low number. Couple that with the fact that there have been 4 right whales, at least 4 right whales, that are known to have died, we're in somewhat of a losing game. That is very troubling. So there aren't many calves, and the mortalities are up.
What is a typical number of calves born each year?
The numbers for this population are low, and I think depends on when you start your averaging, but we're looking at probably over 10 on average and maybe under 15. But this year is going to wreck that average, that's for sure.
Any ideas on why the calf numbers would be down this year?
I think there are lots of ideas and nothing proven. The science is a lot of guesswork and then a lot of hard work to test the guesses. One of them is the food may not be as rich as it once was, and so the support for mating and giving birth may not be good. There's a worry that there may be pollution along the East Coast. There's another worry that that maybe their genetics is giving them a bottleneck. And now we have major changes in the marine system in climate change, so everything is probably working together. And we can't say absolutely, but we can say the numbers are low. They're frighteningly low.
Do we expect any more calves to be seen this year?
Well, we're beyond the normal calving time. We're beginning to drop down. Some are born later in this winter, but I think the numbers are not likely going to be very high. And additionally, if these whales have changed their location for calving, which is what some people think, and I'm inclined to consider it, we may see calves that have not been seen in the calving grounds here in Cape Cod Bay. We don't only have a large number of whales and a lot of very active feeding, but we also have whales coming in here nursing their young. So we can always hope that late in April that we see calves.
Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo is with the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Stormy, thanks for speaking with us.
You bet. I might just add that there are whales aggregated along the Truro and Wellfleet shore, and they've been seen from the land. So people should keep an eye out.
That's great. We'll keep an eye out.